Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
I'm here in just off Cable Street in an old chocolate factory, and I'm going to visit a really, really interesting business. It's a business called Copper Creations. And what they do is that they upcycle old materials into the most beautifully created engineering household products. So it's a business that I've been thinking about for a while. It's one that I'm delighted to be welcomed here today by Emmett Bosanay. Emmett, thank you very much for allowing me into your world. You'll describe this business so much more eloquently than I will, but this is the old Fry's chocolate cream factory.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
A building steeped in tradition. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's fascinating. So it dates back to the late 19th century into the 20th century, and it's over 100 years old. It's a fabulous building. It served as a chocolate factory, a confectionery factory for 50, 60 years plus. In more modern times, it has become a sort of a creative hub, a community of creative people. There's over 30 businesses here, all different elks, from a recording studio in the basement to people making jeans, printmakers, artists, architects. We've got the whole gambit of creatives here, which is, it's a real vibrant community. My business itself, Copper Creation, I founded it back in 2018. So we're getting on sort of 7-8 years in business. As you said, it came from, I was working as an engineer. I was a qualified engineer working in the field for nearly 15 years. And my last sort of job, we had a manufacturing plant and we were making copper tanks. And I just noticed the obscene amount of copper waste or material that would go to the scrapyard every month. And I just did a bit of research, seeing the vast amounts of energy, travel, everything that goes into recycling metal. And I thought, God, there must be a way of, you know, taking a link out of that chain, take some of the material and make something new out of it. So I did a few farmers markets, local markets in Glasnevin and stuff, and the stuff was snapped off the table. It was probably, business-wise, everything was way too cheap. Most of my family bought it. But from them early days, I really got the kind of inspiration that there's something in this, you know?
Okay, now this is radio, so again, you'll be, again, much more articulate in describing the types of products that you sell. But we'll come to them in a second. But I'm interested in your background as an engineer, somebody who saw, without getting too technical, the process of re-engineering and upcycling, say, old copper from boilers, is it complex? Is there a lot in it?
There's not an awful lot in it. Obviously, source of material is always the problem, is getting the material. The main thing I do is cleaning it up and polishing it. And that's, I'm a polisher really at the end of the day at the moment. But no, it's how creative you can be with a simple piece of half inch pipe. Yeah. How many different things can you create with a half? It's like I look back at when I was a child and just we're coming off the festive season and we all got a set of Meccano, but you know, when we were 8-9 years old, and I just harp back to that the whole time. Can you just take those little components, put them together and make something unique or something functional for people to use in their home? So, you know, it is quite easy.
Okay, you mentioned copper pipes. One of them, again, I just passed your retail shop on the way in. I can see standard lamps, light fittings, all so looking so elegant, and just you can see the engineering in them.
Yeah, I suppose from my point of view, I'm absolutely an engineer. I have that brain, the mathematical, geometric mindset. I'm an engineer and artist clothing, like, you know, I'm not really consider myself an artist per se, but I think you can meld the two and you can really kind of get very creative and create unique products. The lighting, I suppose, was the real spark, not to use a pun, but that really got things going, because, you know, it's a higher price point item. It meant that the business could, you know, reinvest everything into the business and grow it organically then from that. So I've really had success with the lighting products.
You say you're in business, whatever, 7-8 years now. But if you look at the cost of copper over that period, and you'll be somebody who's very tuned into how much copper is worth and how much it costs. You know, it's become a very scarce raw material. So I know you get a lot of donations from scrapyards. You've got to ferret out various channels, I presume, to get your raw material. But because the value of copper has gone up so much, has that been an issue for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a commodity at its base level. It's on a par with gold and silver, not to the same value, but it's traded as a commodity. To give you an example, it dropped to about €4 a kilo brand new. So for a new kilo of copper during COVID, it's now up at over 10.
Okay.
So there's a massive push to consume copper from the Far East. We all have heard about it, the renewable sector, the electric cars and everything. So it is a problem. I suppose from my angle, on the flip side of that, there's a lot of people buying secondhand homes. They're renovating them. Fortunately for me,
boilers in there.
Exactly. They're pulling all the old copper pipes out and replacing them with plastic for heat pumps and stuff. So, you know, it's a brilliant thing when a couple decide to donate their copper and I might make them a little piece for their home afterwards. It's a lovely connection you can make with someone, and then they have a gorgeous item for their home then forward. It's a nice way of doing it.
So in terms of the production, like, there's you. Do you have any other people working with you?
At the moment, no, just me. It's very cottage. Over the years, I have had employees in the little shop which we were in. It's just in the current climate, and we've just had another increase in the minimum wage, which is very, very tricky. I get it. Look, I think everyone deserves an industrial wage and all of that. It's just, it makes it very, very difficult for very small cottage businesses to employ somebody.
So you then, as the creator, as the engineer, as the salesperson, you've got to be very precious with your time in terms of how you can build up stock, display it properly, sell it in the right environment, and make sure that there's a business here that allows you to buy more raw material.
Absolutely. And probably my number one resource is time. And my wife will gladly tell you that, you know, copper creation is the third child in the family. It's incredible how valuable your time is. And I think a lot of small creative businesses make the error of not putting a real substantial value on their time at the outset.
Yeah.
They sometimes underprice their products, and I think you've got to really get that right from the start to grow a business that's sustainable. And for me, it's not about, you know, selling copper creation in 5 years for multi-million euro deal. It's about creating something special and something unique that maybe in time I could pass on to somebody else, or, you know, train somebody else to do, or just have a value in what you do. And, you know, I jump out of bed every day to do
it.
I love it.
Business. And I really feel the energy.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask a couple of things. Because of your environment here, this sort of Brooklyn loft feel of old industry meets, new design. You've managed to put a couple of other bolts onto the business. Tell me about the classes you do, because I love the idea of coming in here, maybe doing something that's slightly creative that gets me out of my comfort zone, but I get to take home something that I have created.
Absolutely.
With your supervision.
Yeah, that's so I think it was probably 18 months ago I noticed, and I think smaller businesses are much more in tune with changes in the economy. So there has been, I don't really believe a lot of the big retail players when they say they're having fantastic years and they're up, you know. I never really believe
it's bullshit.
Yeah, I think so. It's pinch of salt stuff, but boots on the ground, retail bricks and mortar is really struggling, and this hit hard maybe this time last year or the year before, 18 months to 2 years ago. I noticed this. I had a massive drop off in my wholesale sales, which would have been 50% of my business. So that's selling into your shops, your Kilkenny Design, your Meadows and Burn, these types of big retail outlets who support Irish design, which is great. It's dropped off dramatically. So I had to pivot. And being small and cottage, you were able to do that very quickly. There's a room on the third floor here, which I noticed, it's spectacular. It's got five beautiful windows. And I thought, God, that would be a beautiful space for workshops. So I dipped my toe and started doing workshops. I've two at the moment. You can bring an old gin, whiskey, wine bottle in, which is empty, obviously. And we turn it into a lamp.
What
and
a
you
great
do it from
idea.
You do it from start to finish, and you walk home with it with you know, you pick your cable, you pick your bulb, you can go home and plug it in and you've made it. The second one is we make a beautiful copper heart from recycled, 100% recycled piece. You do all the work, you polish it, you bend it, you solder it, you put the lights on, and then you have a lovely kind of a romantic heart to hang on your wall.
Wonderful idea.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, yeah. And they've been really sort of something that I'm excited about. It's they're very fun to do, and I get really good feedback from people who are coming to them.
So maybe that we're in the workshop, you might just show me then the kind of things that I might have to do.
So if you're up for it, you can try a bit of soldering.
All right,
so
well,
we have a blowtorch here. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. We might move that so we don't set a fire. So we've a couple of pieces of copper here. We've a bit of soldering flux. So I want you to do a bit of this now, Bobby,
okay,
as well.
Fire it up, as the fella says.
Fire it up. This will be my one. And then I'm going to get you to put a bit of paste on here. Okay. And then pop it in there. And then we'll solder it just like
and
this.
And will you hold the microphone?
I will.
That just for a second.
I will. You put a bit of paste on the end there.
On this one here?
Yeah, on that one there.
Okay, so... I want to be frugal with my application
generous
of the paste.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's loads, yeah. And then pop your little fitting on.
That
so
way?
This is, yeah, that way. This is going to be a beautiful little candle holder.
Okay.
Or set, yeah.
Right. And
so
then?
I'll pass this back to you.
Okay.
And then?
Thank you very much.
We'll do a demo one. So I'll show you with one first. So we're going to use the blowtorch, a little lighter to ignite. We've got a nice blue flame,
like you
would have got from your Bunsen burner in school. I think you can hear it. And then we're just going to heat the fitting ever so slightly with the torch, and we'll see a little silver solder pop up, and that will be, there we go.
Oh, I see it, yeah. So you see where the metal just starts to melt. It's that like mercury, it looks
like. Yeah, it's actually silver. So
whoa.
They use silver to solder two pieces of copper together. And now you're going to have a go.
Okay.
So I'll just grab a little rag so we don't burn our fingers. We'll pop that out of the way.
Are burns an occupational hazard?
Yeah, I have a big jar of aloe vera that I use to help with some burns. But no, everything is fully safe and above board. So you've got that.
There we go. Whoa.
Yeah, so you want to get down to a nice, yeah, there you go, lovely blue flame. And just even heat around the bottom. There you go.
Oh yeah, I know this is, oh, a bit of a flame there, hold on.
So you can see the flux is, oh, we've lost our flame, hang on.
Sorry about that, you can smell the gas.
there we go. Back in action. And you should get a nice little ring forming.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
And off with your heat.
I nearly burnt the Marantz there, folks. You mightn't have been getting any recording. The blowtorch nearly caught the Marantz.
Beautiful job, Bobby.
But it's all good. That looks great.
So we're going to make a little set of three of these. We let that cool down for a little second. And I'll just show you one I finished earlier.
Oh, wow.
Here's the idea. So it's a little staggered set of three candle holders. And we have a candle that pops in.
So really, listeners, just to describe, you've got this beautiful black base. What was that originally?
So these are actually feet from the old cast iron radiators.
Okay.
That have been in schools.
So if you can imagine this, the foot of a radiator, a solid brass pipe,
fitting.
A brass fitting going into a brass pipe which holds a candle. It really looks ultra cool. Can I ask you this? How much could we sell our creation that we've just made here for?
So this is a set of three candle holders, staggered height, and it retails at €90. So for the set of three, comes with the candles, all handmade by us.
our toil is reflected in the retail price. All right, well, look, you're doing a wonderful job down here, folks. And this is the Copper Creations down here in the Chocolate Factory. It's well worth a visit. The stuff that Emmett is making, the crafts that he's putting out, are really, really inspirational. Well done, Emmett.
Thank you, Bobby.
And best of luck with those classes as well.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.